It seems like almost yesterday that a young man named Apostle Paul Vance of Frederictown first took to the air. The year was 1941, and the location was a small airstrip west of Cape Girardeau along Highway 74. From that first flight in 1941 to now, Paul Vance accumulated 23,000 hours of flight time, equal to almost 3 full years in the air. Paul Vance was born on July 22, 1919, on a farm near Zalma, the middle child in a family of 11 children. By age 8, he could drive a team of mules and help his parents with a variety of farm tasks. When he was in the sixth grade, the family moved to St. Louis, and in 1938, he graduated from Wellston High School. Using his engaging personality, Vance convinced 5 of his best friends to attend college at Southeast Missouri State. All 6 youngsters played ball together, attended church together, and attended Southeast together. All 6 graduated from college, and all 6 served in the military during World War II. Vance graduated from Southeast in 1942 and became the commanding officer of the government's V-7 program, preparing young men to be pilots. In 1943, he received his wings and began service as a flight instructor, training approximately 40 pilots for the war effort. 3 of his pilots became flying aces in the war. 2 became airline pilots. At the end of World War II, Vance accepted the position of Director of Aviation for the St. Louis Chamber of Commerce, and in that capacity did much to develop St. Louis into a major aviation center. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.